It's always fun to talk sports.
Now, what's always fun also is bringing on the head man in charge of College Station. This guy rules the roost. He rules College Station. He is College Station. I want to let the home blues get there. And he's head coach. Well, he's our head coach. He's Coach Slocum on a mobile. I have to be careful I say that sometimes so as not to trick people. Coach Slocum on a mobile joins us to talk about this week's action, what transpired last week. And, Coach, I hope that wasn't too much. I hope I, you know, didn't go overboard with my introduction of you as the man who controls College Station.
Well, I got a firm grip on everything going on up there. So, you know, they better watch out because we're still firing people up here. And we had to let go a couple kids this week. They are shoe guys. They messed up. They weren't tying the laces right. We canned them.
Well, because you last week you said that one guy a week was going to get fired. Because you said, you know, one guy a week's out of here. We're not putting up with this anymore. So some equipment guys got the axe last week.
Yeah, that's right. We had a Nike rep down there. We had some shoe guys. So we canned those kids. They weren't on scholarship, but they're gone. And until we reach the Tangerine Bowl, that's my mantra. We're gonna fire one guy a week.
Until the Tangerine Bowl, until that goal is met, one guy a week, gone. Well, Coach, last week you were winning 14-3 at the half. You turned it on in the second half. Were you happy with your offense? I mean, 31, well, it ended up with 31, right? 31 points is pretty good. Were you pretty excited about that?
Well, we were. We really exploded on offense. I'm a little bit worried that we showed too much last week. You know, we ran a lot of our offensive plays, and you know, it may take us a couple of years to figure out, you know, new plays like that. So I'm a little bit worried that Tech's going to be ready for us this week.
Well, Coach, Kevin Sumlin, I mean, where did you find this whiz kid? 31 points, and this is in one game, 31 points.
Yeah.
Well, it was. You know,
not over the course of a conference schedule. This is one game.
Well, we were just waiting for the Gulf Coast offense to explode, and I think we saw it last week. Dino, he was doing a good job, but Coach Sumlin really, really laid it out. He had a long talk with Lynn Amity, and we talked about our offensive philosophy. So we're just trying to keep everybody focused this week. The kids they have a tendency to look forward next week to Baylor because next week is Baylor week. So we're trying to stay focused for the Dirt Monkeys coming in this week.
Dirt Monkeys? Well, you're obviously referring to Texas Tech. Coach, it got a little nasty last year at College Station. I don't know if you want to reiterate any of the goings on in Lubbock. It was nasty between the Aggies and Texas Tech, and you know, the president of Texas Tech called and apologized to Texas A&M about what took place last year.
Well, we think our fans were mistreated. You know, we went up there, we got shut down a little bit on offense, which was surprising last year. But our fans, they weren't treated well there at Spike Dykes Memorial Track Pool Stadium. And after the game, you know, their fans had the goalposts shoving up there. And, you know, we're not some garden variety Delta Zeta sorority girl Tech. You know, our fans are not used to some long, greased-up pole coming and getting poked at them.
I hear you, Coach. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. When I don't think the humping it, you know, when you guys are humping it and the goalposts coming in, I don't really think that. Really, I think it kind of clashes. You don't want to have those two things happen at the same time.
Definitely not, Lance. When you're bent over like that, you're prone to some accidents, and we didn't want to have that. Now, unfortunately, you know, some of our riders up here, you know, they let the classless clown comment go.
Right.
I don't think that was fair to the clown community out there that they'd be associated with the Tech fans.
Yeah, because you're referring to the media guy that referred to the Tech fans as classless clowns, and you don't think that's fair to clowns.
No, I like to use the term West Texas Dirt Monkeys. I think it's a little more complimentary of the program they have up there and Coach Leach. And I can't say enough about the fine job he's doing up there. He's a good coach. I'm a little bit worried about him. You look at Coach Leach on the sideline, and he looks like he's a little bloated, like he's all plugged up. So I called him this week. I told him to mix in some fiber in his diet and maybe a laxative because I'm worried that he's going to have a blowout.
Yeah, well, we'll see if it's going to happen. It might happen in Aggieland.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously, this is something you're very familiar with, being such an offensive-minded coach. Last week, Coach Leach, they ran it up against New Mexico, and he kind of got accused by the New Mexico coach of running up the score. Now, you've been there, running up, putting points on the board at will. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, I think when you got a quarterback like Cliff Kingsbury back there, you just can't shut that offense down. You can't contain that kid. He's, you know, He's got the guy. He runs the 2 yard out. Bam! Cliff's got it right there. You know, it only takes 4 or 5 seconds for him to get that ball 2 yards down the field. So, you know, I can't. I don't think you can blame it on them. You know, New Mexico, they had a great defense, but Kingsbury's right back up there at the top of the Heisman race. With he had 17 touchdown passes last week, and it's going to be tough to shut him down.
Is Tech ready for the Aggie defense? I mean, they saw a defense. After they see the defense that they saw last week, I mean, are you guys going to be able to pose the same type of threat as New Mexico?
Well, I hope so. You know, I was disappointed in the defense last week. We only gave up 100. You know, we gave up 170 yards passing, which is that's unacceptable. So we're going to have our work cut out for us this week. But Tech comes in; they got a lot of tradition behind them, a good program. You know, they got tradition. They go 6-5 every year. You know, they got the tossing tortillas out there. They got the helmets that look like a bass boat. They got the glitter all over them. So
yeah, I was wondering about the glitter. It looks like a bass boat or like a some type of bowling ball. I'm not sure what the glitter thing is supposed to be about.
Well, it's sharp looking. They got the little guy there on their uniform. He looks like a spinnerbait. So I think, you know, Bill Dance and ESPN Fishing, they're sponsoring them this year. So it's a lot to be proud of out there in West Texas.
813, you're listening to Coach Slocum on a mobile, brought to you by Gordon Richards and Associates. For all your insurance needs, it's Gordon Richardson. Yeah, Gordon Richardson and Associates. I almost messed the name up there, Coach. I know he's a good buddy of yours, and I want to get that right.
Oh, Gordo, he's a good guy, I'll tell you what. He'll hook you up with some insurance.
Is he a West Texas dirt monkey or whatever? He's an ag, I would imagine.
He's from God's country. He's over there from Caldwell, Texas, home of Jason Carter. So, he's a good guy.
So, Coach, before we let you go, the horns really rolled and rolled in a big way in Tulane. They took it easy on the green wave for the first half, kind of let up on them offensively like you guys did, only scoring 14 at the half. But then they poured it on in the second half, and it was just an avalanche of points once again.
Well, I was worried about you, Lance. I know you're a proud graduate of Tulane University, and I know your fine wife, she's a Brown Cow fan. So I didn't know, you know, this it got out of hand there. I didn't know if you were going to have to rub her feet all week or what was going on at the Zuerlein household.
No, there's no foot rubbing going on in the Zuerlein household either way on that one. But she was not happy. I got to be honest with you. As a Texas fan, she was very disturbed. We got a little argument about whether or not Texas fans should be happy with that, and she didn't think they should be happy with the performance by the team.
Well, she shouldn't be, and next time you just tell her to get out there, boo the quarterback, stick the devil worship sign up, and everything will be okay.
All right. Do it at the Texas way. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you joining us this week. Good luck with Texas Tech, and good luck with taking on Mike Leach. That's not going to be an easy task for you to get by the Texas Tech Red Raider defense either. That defense can tackle now.
Those guys are good. The red carpet defense, they're going to be out. They're only giving up 400 yards a game, so it'll be a tough one. Lance, Adam, Giggum, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
We'll see. That's Coach Slocum on a mobile joining us every Thursday, 8:07, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates for all your insurance needs. So.